This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Jazz about all the communication trouble, technology trouble, what have you. But we are cooking with gas now. We have Jordan on the Skype. The line is real clear, and so we're excited to continue this conversation. His website, JordanMaxwellShow.com. And now, there's two different websites. Listen, he's not going to say it. I'll say it. He got screwed out of the last one. This is his website, JordanMaxwellShow.com. His research society is very fantastic. I don't know of another source of this type of information, maybe in the world, certainly that the public has access to. JordanMaxwellShow.com. You can join for $30, a one-time fee. Well worth it. Please support Jordan and his pursuit of truth. You may agree with a lot of what he says. You may disagree with other things, but he is worth your support. And this is the type of people that we should put up, because they've sacrificed a lot so that you can have the knowledge that you have. A lot of the knowledge you have is because of this man, and I'm very glad to call him a friend and to have him on. Jordan, you were talking about Molech, cannibal, the roots of those words in terms of the abortions now in America. Why is it that the Muslim community has no problem getting together, protesting? 600 students, that's it. 600 students completely changed the educational platform there in Britain, in that whole district. Why can't we do that? Why can't Christians do that?
Well, because, like Albert Einstein, a quote from Albert Einstein, he said, "The world is very dangerous, not because bad people do bad things, but because good people don't do nothing." And so that's exactly why we're in the shape we're in today, is that the good people of America, especially the Christian community, is the only, as far as I'm concerned, my belief is the Christian community in America is the only power in this country that could cause some changes to be made. They have the numbers and the power and the devotion to goodness that they could do something to change the direction in which the human race is going, because we're a very powerful people in America, and we could get together and do something to change the direction or the way in which we're going. But we can't do that. We don't have the power. Because knowledge is power, and the Christian people of America are very powerful influence on the world of mankind, cannot do anything because they do not have the knowledge. And I didn't say that. God says that in the scriptures. My people are dying from a lack of knowledge.
Oh my gosh, it's so powerful.
And the scripture goes on to say that in relation to my people have no knowledge, they're dying from knowledge. It says where there is no vision, the people go astray. Where there is no vision, the people perish. That's a scripture in the Old Testament. Look it up. Where there is no vision, the people die. They're going astray. And so that's the point. Today, Christianity does not have a vision of understanding where the world is now and where it's going and where we've come from and where we're headed. This is the way you deal with a map. If you want to know where you're going, it's been known for a long time. Find out where you started. Then find out where you are now and draw a straight line. And now draw that line out further, and it will tell you where you're going, because it's a directional signal. And so in order to know where we're going, you've got to know where we've come from, where we are now, and now you can figure out where we're going. But we don't know where we are now. Americans have no idea in the world where we are, what we're doing. We don't know what the words mean. We don't know what the concepts came from. We don't understand the institutions. We have no knowledge, and my people are dying from a lack of knowledge. And this is what I've been trying to say for 60 years.
Let me interject here. And one of the stories, and I mentioned it earlier in the broadcast, we had discussed this in the pre-interview, or, you know, I called you earlier, and discussed this idea of rapture, that everything's going to be fine, don't worry, as long as you believe in God, that all the evil, you're going to be pulled away from it, and then you're going to just magically be brought on a red carpet ride out of this, and you won't have to worry about it. Well, that idea has been pushed for, you know, 100-something years here in America, and I think it goes to the neutralization of the Christian power. What say you?
Yeah, it absolutely does. It's like flushing a toilet. It's like flushing the toilet. In other words, you can get rid of all the badness. One day you just flush the toilet and it's all gone. No, it's not all gone. There's no way to flush away the reality that we live in. It's not just going to, one day we're all going to be taken up to heaven and everything's going to be fine. Because if you go back into history and read where that idea came from, the rapture was given to us by an old lady in London, in England. She was a very wealthy lady. There's a book been written about it with all the documentation telling you where it came from and how we got this idea. And from what I remember, I read the book many, many years ago. And what is off the top of my head, what I'm remembering is that this lady was very, very wealthy. And she was financing a major church in England. But she was also had a problem with alcohol. She was always, she was always delusional, and she was under the influence of alcohol. And she was dying one day, and she was and the ministers for the church that she was financing came to see her, and because she was almost totally drunk, she came up with the idea, and she told them that she saw the Lord. In her dream, she saw the Lord, and she was drunk as a skunk, but she saw the Lord, and the Lord told her that she was going to be captured up into the heavens, and she was going to be, she was going to be going up into heaven, and that there was going to be a rapture on the earth, and they were going to rapture all the Christians. And so she said that, and she was the one who was financing that church, and she said, so I want that being taught to the people. And so the ministers began teaching that to the church because that's what she wanted, and she owns the church, and she's financing it. She's the director. So they began telling the people what she wanted them to hear about the rapture, and it became known as the rapture cult in England. And it came out of a woman who was an alcoholic who was dying, and she's the one that came up with the idea, and they started teaching it, and for some reason it picked up and caught on, because there are scriptures that talk about similar things, about how we will be caught up in the air, etc. But it doesn't mean what the Christians think it means. You've got to go back to the context and see what the Bible is actually saying. And so that's where we get it from an old lady who was dying of the DTs and drunk and an alcoholic. And so that's why you need to understand where these ideas have come from. Go back and read the history of the ideas and the things that you believe and see where they came from and how they developed. It's an extraordinary story of betrayal, and that's why Christians can do nothing about what's going on because they have no knowledge.
Knowledge, Christians having knowledge, you don't have to have a knowledge. How much knowledge do you have to have to know that killing babies is bad? You know, that's what frustrates me. I agree with everything you said, but how much knowledge do you need to have to know that that's bad and that you need everything to stop it that you can?
Well, that's self-explanatory, obviously. Yeah, I know, and I appreciate that. But unfortunately, we've been under a spell. We've been under a magical system of control. And I've talked about that before on the program, about where our ideas of power come from. We have to remember that the United States was formed by people from Europe. Northern, Eastern, Southern, and Western Europe. The people who founded this country and made it into what it is today came from Europe. And in Europe, even before the Roman Empire existed, there were already massive peoples in Europe, north, east, west, and southern Europe. And that's why anything that happens in northeast, western, or southern Europe was N-E-W-S, news, northeast, west, and south. And so the whole of Europe was under the domination, even before the Roman Empire, during it, and today, it's under the domination of a group of people called the Druids. Druidism is where we get the idea of magical systems, because the Druids were a very powerful people in Europe. And so the most important symbol in the Druid world for power was a magic wand. And magic wands were always made out of the wood of a holly tree. It's made out of holly wood. And this is why today Hollywood is still working their magic, their druidic magic, on the world. It's a very legitimate and du jour real mind-expanding magical system. And so when we talk about the magic of Hollywood, no, Hollywood, the wood of a holly tree. This is why on Christmas, holly is so important. The holly symbol in Christmas, it goes back to the Druids. So Hollywood is a magical system that takes our minds and are using us and manipulating us, and we just go along to get along because we don't do any research. We don't do any profound reading and researching where things come from, check the etymology of words and ideas and belief systems, and educate ourselves so that we're highly well-informed and well-read people. No. Like George Carlin said, the powers that be in this country don't want you reading and studying and understanding anything. They want you to go along, to get along, do your job, drink your beer, and shut up and stay out of the way. Because the people who run this country and who run the world ultimately is a big club, and you ain't in it. So what you need to do is just shut up and don't do any thinking. Just do what you're all told to do and believe what we tell you to believe and be done with it. And drink your beer and entertain yourself. And so I have always known and understood to understand the world you live in is to devote yourself to reading and studying the world.
There's the music. There's the break. It's fantastic. Jordan, it's just so good to be with you. JordanMaxwellShow.com is the website. On the other side, we're going to talk about aliens. What's Jordan's perspective about aliens? Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com, JordanMaxwellShow.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine of the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
A couple days ago, Steve Quayle was on, and we talked about aliens, and he's of the belief that this whole alien situation is about to be disclosed, that the Vatican, the governments are setting up for it, and that there'll be a rouge in it, in the fact that they'll say that basically they created us, they're our gods, and eventually roll over. It'll be all peace and happiness, but eventually it'll be you roll over and do what we say. Jordan, from your perspective, is Steve on to something? Do you have a different concept?
No, I think he's very much onto something very real, and I've talked about it before too. I don't know what he said, and I didn't hear what he said. I missed it. But I'll tell you my view. I am totally sure that there are extraterrestrial, or what we call EBEs, extraterrestrial biological entities, and what we would call aliens from other worlds. I am totally sure they are here. Now, what I am not understanding or not sure of is, are they coming here with the UFOs? Are they coming here? Or have they always been here originally, and we humans are the Johnny-come-latelys? We're the new guys on the planet. Because I know that there has been highly intelligent life forms on this planet for billions, with a B, billions of years. There's been highly intelligent forms and life forms on this earth. How do we know that? Because the mines that are drilled into the earth way down, miles down into the earth, we're going mining, and we are at that point. When we're going the furthest down into the deepest mines on the earth, we are told by the paleontologists and the archaeologists that particular depth that these deep, deep mines are going, that strata is 3.5 billion years old. And then at that 3.5 billion year old depth, we're bringing up handmade artifacts, things which are made by metals, melting metals, and we're bringing up artifacts. So that tells you 3.5 billion years old strata in which we're bringing up handmade artifacts. You need to wake up. Somebody was on this earth, very highly intelligent, knows how to melt the metals and create these handmade artifacts. 3 billion years ago.
I want to get back to aliens. I want to stay on that, but I want to divert just for a second, addressing what you said. In the Bible, Adam and Eve, the story of the Bible, God said, replenish the earth. Address that, because I think Christians are like, well, what do you mean? This is opposite of the Bible. No, I don't think it's opposite of the Bible at all. I think they go together just fine. Please address that.
If you go back to Genesis 9, I think it's the 9th chapter of Genesis, where it's talking about after the flood of Noah's day. The Bible says in Genesis 9:1 that after the flood was succeeded, and the ark came to rest on land, God said to Noah and his sons, all three sons and their three wives, Noah and his wife, the 8 people who were saved, it says, go forth, God said to Noah and his sons, go forth, multiply, and replenish the earth. I talked with the rabbi, one of the leading rabbis in America, many years ago, and I asked him about that. I said, is that a correct translation from the Hebrew? Go forth and multiply and replenish the earth. Re means do it again. And the rabbi said, well, of course, if there were lots of people on the earth, and God destroyed the people on the earth with a flood, but he wanted people here. That's why they were here to start with. He wanted people on the earth, so therefore they became evil, so he destroyed them with the flood. And so therefore it would follow that you're going to have to replenish the earth, do it again. And I said, well, if that's the case, then why is it in Genesis 1:28, when God is creating what we call Adam and Eve, he tells Adam and Eve, God said, go forth and multiply and replenish the earth.
Good question.
Yeah. And the rabbi said, well, that's because there has been many different civilizations on the earth, and they've all been destroyed because they can't seem to get things right. They become arrogant and self-centered and egotistical and then begin to rebel against God, and then God destroys them. And so he creates a new group and says, go forth and redo it again. Maybe one of these days somebody's going to get it right.
Well, hopefully it's us. It's on us right now. I mean, windows
well, we
are drawn.
I don't think we have any choice. We don't have any choice. We better get it right.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back. More Jordan Maxwell, JordanMaxwellShow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. A former Air Force fighter pilot turned Republican U.S. Senator, revealing that she was raped during her military career.
I was preyed upon and then raped by a superior officer.
McSally, the first female fighter pilot to fly in combat, saying during a Senate Armed Services Subcommittee hearing on sexual assault in the military.
Like many victims, I felt the system was raping me all over again.
The Democratic National Committee says it will not permit Fox News to host any presidential primary debates, as DNC Chairman Tom Perez cites a story in The New Yorker that claims very close ties between the network and the Trump administration. He says he doesn't think Fox could be a fair and neutral host of any such debates. A federal judge is blocking the Trump administration from adding a question on citizenship to the 2020 census. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Gonna turn around, so I turn my eyes to heaven. I thought, God, why don't you do something? Well, I just couldn't bear the thought of people living in poverty, children sold into slavery. The thought disgusted me, so I shook my fist at heaven. I said, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did.
That song. Oh, I love that song.
When,
now, then when? You know, that's the big question. If not now, then when? We're talking to Jordan Maxwell, Jordan Maxwell's show. Please take advantage of all the specials over at the Powerball, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You can get the CD sets of Sherry Rogers, Vaccine, any interview that we do. Catherine can make a hard copy. And then you can take that hard copy, you can make 100 million copies from it. And then you can pass them out or what have you. All the great specials, Cardio Miracles, Strauss Heart Drops. Please take advantage of them. We need your support, the Kirkman. We need your prayers. We need your purchases. So thank you. We're funded by you. This is your show. Getting back to Jordan. We're going to go back to Genesis probably here in a little bit. I got a text from Pastor Wright, and just letting us know those two scriptures that you referenced were Hosea 4:6 and Proverbs 29:18. So Hosea 4:6, Proverbs 29:18, if anybody was wanting to write those down. Let's get back to the alien question. These aliens, what are they? Are they demons, you know, fallen angels, whatever we want to call from a lower realm that have taken over these reptilian bodies trying to control us? What are they? And what is the end of disclosure?
Well, you're asking for a subjective opinion. It's just my idea, just my thoughts. But it's very difficult to try and explain what I have found in my research over the years, talking with the rabbis, talking with the writers, authors, lecturers, teachers, astronauts, all kinds of government people. I mean, that's the only thing I feel that I'm of any value. Because I have always said this, that I am not the world's foremost authority on anything. I'm just an ordinary man pursuing extraordinary knowledge. But what I do feel is important about what I do are the people that I have met and the people that I have talked with, extraordinarily brilliant minds that I have been able to be in the company of and ask them questions and talk with the rabbinical authorities and the priests and the Jesuit theologians and all kinds of interesting people around the world. And I have heard so many stories that I wish the world could hear. But most people are not interested in this kind of knowledge. I've devoted my whole life to it. And so I'm trying to explain to the world things which I have been taught and have seen with my own eyes and have been a witness to. And I'm trying to do it the best way I can, just like the ancient people telling us things about the ancient world the best they could. Well, I'm trying to tell you that there are things about this world we do not know, and that this is something that Christians need to understand. You don't understand the world you live in. This world is a very ancient place, and there's a lot of strange things going on around this world that we're not aware of. And as one astronomer said, the universe is not stranger than you imagine. The universe is stranger than you can imagine. There are things going on in our universe you've never heard before and you would never believe if we told you. And so I know that I have been ridiculed because I am totally out in left field, according to a lot of people, but that's what the apostle was referred to. The apostle Paul was referred to as a renegade. And he said to the people of his day, the apostle Paul said, "Have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? My God, I thought you wanted to know what was going on. I thought you wanted to know the truth. But now that I'm telling you, now you're criticizing me. Have I become your enemy because I want to tell you the truth?" And I'm telling you that once you understand the way what the scriptures are actually saying, you're going to be shocked when you find out what the Bible has actually said from the very beginning and has been misrepresented throughout the ages, misinterpreted because of the way the words are misarranged, and it's just an extraordinary story because it's been translated, retranslated, misunderstood, and then retranslated again, and finally we get it down to the King's English. And the King James Bible is telling you a very powerful story in Genesis 1 and 2 and 3. The first three or four chapters of Genesis is a profound statement about about who we are and where we've come from, but I'm saying that the Christians have never heard this story. It's right there in front of you, but you have never heard it. And so this is why I'm saying that you don't have any power to change anything, because knowledge is power. Once you see what the Bible is actually saying, and the words are, and correctly understanding the translation of the words, it opens up a whole new world or vista of understanding about who we are as humans and where we've come from. It involves the concept of extraterrestrials, aliens. It's an incredible story. It's right there in Genesis, but we don't see it because we've never been told the truth about it.
Let me interject.
It's been misrepresented.
Let me interject and ask you a question here. One of the first things I heard a video of yours a few years ago about Psalm 82, and I've been ridiculed maybe for saying this. I received emails, but this is fascinating to me. And I've talked about the divinity within each one of us. I've talked about the Declaration of Independence, the uniqueness of America, that a nation actually recognizes that divinity in law. It is the law, as John Whitehead said. I mean, yesterday he said that. The constitutional attorney told you that. That's what separates America from every country. Okay, in Psalm 82, and Jesus quotes it in the New Testament, but Psalm 82 says, "Ye are gods, nevertheless ye shall die as men." And that word gods used there is Elohim, and it's actually the same word used at the beginning of Genesis, and it's inferring that we don't even understand a fraction of the majesty and the greatness and the grandeur that has been bestowed upon us, and the race that has come before us, and the race of Elohim that we come from. That's what it's inferring to me. Please address all those things.
Yes. In the beginning, the Bible says in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's not exactly what it says in the Hebrew. If you go back to the Old Testament Hebrew, it doesn't quite say that. And the reason why is because God, when it says God said in the beginning, God said. Well, God in Hebrew is El. E-L is God in Hebrew. So if you go back to the Old Testament and read it in the Hebrew Bible, you would expect it to say, in the beginning, El created the heavens and the earth, because El is God in Hebrew. And it says, in the beginning, God, El. But that's not what it says in the Hebrew. If you go back to the Old Testament, it says, in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. Well, Elohim and El are two different words. What does Elohim mean? Well, all the Bible dictionaries, encyclopedias, there's plenty of them, will tell you in the beginning God in Hebrew is El, but the word in the Bible is Elohim. And Elohim is a plural. It's like putting a comma and an S onto an English word. You have C-A-R, but you make it C-A-R-S, becomes cars, more than one. Well, Elohim in the Hebrew is a plural. So when you say El, Elohim, well, that's the word that's actually in the Hebrew. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth, which is should be translated correctly. In the beginning, the gods, more than one. The gods created the heavens and the earth. But we Christians could never buy that. That sounds like all that demonism. No, that's biblical understanding, which you don't have.
We're coming out of break, Jordan, quickly. Jordan, we're coming out. The music's just about to start, and we'll get on the other side. But the rabbis that you talk to, the real historians on this, what do they say when you bring that up?
They said that there's no place in the Old Testament that God created man. God did not create man.
Interesting. We'll get that on the other side. Let's go that further than what Jesus said in the New Testament. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, the dominion's been given to you. I don't know what else to say. I'm trying to awaken this in all of us, myself included.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Just got another text from Pastor Wright. You don't know him. Oh, yes, you did talk to Jordan. You talked to Pastor Wright. He's the pastor, actually a pastor talking about these things and about America and our place and actually standing up for something. America's pastor is Nicholas Wright down there in Covenant Love Christian Center outside of Dallas, if you want to check that out, ladies and gentlemen. But he put the verse Exodus 7:1 where God said to Moses, "I will make you seem like God to Pharaoh. I'll make you seem as God to Pharaoh." We get this idea. The reason we're talking about, look, I'm not trying to talk New Age things. I'm not trying to get people all crazy. But, look, the text is telling us something. And we have the question of the age to me. Jordan, you can speak to this. And I want you to continue. But who are we? That is the question of this age. And all these problems disappear when we understand who we are. Because the divinity, the power, the standing, the stature. I mean, do we need permission from a government to know that we don't need our children to be sexualized at 6 years old? Are we that dim-witted? Are we that neutered? My God. So something else is in us if we choose to be. We're called to be more than humans, something more. And Psalm and Genesis, Elohim, the word, Jesus in the New Testament, they're alluding that, yes, there is something more to us. Go ahead and continue, please, Jordan.
Yes, well, there's a scripture that says God walked in the cool of the evening with Adam. And the idea is that in the ancient Hebrew language, what we call Hebrew, walking with the cool of the evening with Adam, the word walking with is a term in Hebrew which means, basically, it goes back to hearing someone walking on leaves and branches. If you're in a forest and you hear something, you're standing still and you hear someone walking, you can hear them crushing leaves and branches as they walk. That's what the word means in the Genesis when it says God walked with Adam in the cool of the evening. God actually walked with Adam. The Hebrew word means you can hear branches and leaves crushing. So, therefore, God was walking with Adam, and the scripture goes on to say that if God made you with a mouth, does God not have a mouth? The Apostle Paul says, if he made eyes, does he not have eyes? If he made ears, does he not have ears? And so, therefore, you need to go back and look at the beginnings of Genesis, how and what we are as humans and our connection with the universe, out there in the universe somewhere. And if there are extraterrestrials coming here, if there are aliens, UFOs or whatever, it plays directly into this subject. We need to sit and talk about this subject in such a way that we don't do it to offend anybody, but we're trying to wake you up to what is actually being said in the Bible about who we are and how we got here. There's an incredible story there.
Let me ask you again. Do we, you know, Jesus fronted him for blasphemy, and he said, well, it says even in your law. Is it, I'm of the opinion that we're not victims, but we have the power, we just keep giving our power over. Do you feel like we have the dominion and the power in this universe to change it and to direct our ascension into some love, basically?
Oh, look at absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind. Every human creature, every one of us has the power to be profoundly important. One person can change the world. One person can change the whole direction of civilization. One individual. You know, we have Buddha, we have Gandhi, we have Jesus, we have the great master teachers of the world. One individual can absolutely awaken the world. And so this is what the governmental system do not want. Like George Carlin said, they don't want you thinking too much. They want you to just go do your job, drink your beer, and watch TV and shut up. They will run the world for you. And so I am totally sure that if enough people were to awaken, if enough Christians were to awaken to the actual story that's in the Bible about us and who we are, and for the first time understand the connections with the UFO, the extraterrestrial presence, it's going to change the entire concept of Christianity on the earth, and it will be a fire of revolution in the world that's never been seen before. But I think that the Christians have been purposely misguided so that they don't take their own power and move on the earth the way they were supposed to. I think the most important facet of change on the earth is the Christian community on the earth. But I don't think they will be able to do it because they've been so confused and so lied to and misled that today, if you say anything about the real truth, they're going to think you're crazy. They're going to call you names. And so I told you before, people will always support what they want. People will not support what they don't want. They will. If you're going to a restaurant, you're not going to pay money to the business to eat what you don't want to eat. You're going to a place you know has got food that you like to eat. And so you're going to fight
this. Let me ask you this then. Jordan, let me interject again. I apologize. This is very important.
That's okay.
the what you just said, I agree with. But Christians, they don't want these abortion laws. They don't want their children sexually indoctrinated at 6 years old, 7 years old, and certainly not by some foreigner and a pervert in a school. They don't want that, but yet we're allowing it. See, you get my point. It's like, why, how, what kind of knowledge do you need? You don't have enough knowledge and enough gumption. I mean, have we given away our souls here? What? I'm so frustrated.
Well, I'll tell you why that happens. I told you this before. I'll tell you again. This is why that kind of thing happens.
Please do.
Yeah, let me explain it again. Children. Nobody, including and especially children in school, in the first five grades, the five or six grades, children do not like to have to be asked a question by the teacher and go up to the blackboard and explain this particular problem that the teacher was telling you about, because you were supposed to do your homework on it and you didn't do your homework. And you're going to go up, and you're being called to go up and explain to the class the answer to a problem, and you don't know what the answer is. Why? Because you didn't do your homework, and therefore you're going to look like a fool to all the other kids in the class who are going to laugh at you because you didn't know. Children do not like to be mocked and laughed at because they didn't know. It's very hurtful. Well, children, when they grow up, are called adults, and adults are nothing more than grown-up children. And grown-ups, adults, don't like to be mocked and laughed at by their fellow man because they don't know something. So the best way to handle this, so you don't get offended, is just go along to get along.
Oh, gosh. Well, that leads us right down to hell. I'm so sorry the music is here. Jordan and I, we're going to do some sort of Skype phone call. We're going to record it where there's no commercials, and we're going to talk about one of these subjects in depth with him. I think it'll be very intriguing. I think it'll be a lot of ideas maybe you haven't heard, maybe you have. But we're going to do it here relatively soon, so we'll look for that. Jordan, it's been an absolute pleasure. I apologize again at the beginning getting you on. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, I appreciate being on, and let's do it again.
We will for sure. You take care. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow I will not be here. I think George is going to substitute. Is it resting? And then on the end of the week, Daniel Esslin is going to join us, and we've got a big announcement. So, very good. Have a great evening. Hug your family. Be with them. God bless you.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.